Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Wow. Good morning, Cannabis
Good morning.
Kid.
Good morning,
How are
Bell
you?
Star. We're doing great. It
yeah?
is. I'm still. It's still sinking in on doing the radio show, not together, but we're working on it.
It's a
just
little
strange.
Odd.
It is odd. I like that word better than strange.
Yeah. It is, and even still, I'm over here trying to find a balance between listening to you and the music here. Tech guy's not here. Our other patients aren't here to help us up. It's just strange, but it's Weed Day Wednesday, and there's no better day to be, right?
Right. Good morning, everyone. How's everyone else doing out there? We'd like to hear from you.
Yes, we would. We would love to hear from you. In fact, get on our little chat line and come on and tell us some stories or ask some questions, blog, post, do all that good stuff, because we got a whole hour of cannabis, marijuana, pot, reefer, hash news. How do you like that?
I love
that
kind of news.
You can hashtag any one of those things. Hashtag Weed Day Wednesday.
Hashtag
That's a lot to say, hashtag Weed Day Wednesday. I still don't get hashtag. Well, actually, one of my best friends just explained it to me, and it's kind of like, you know when you want to search Google for something specific and you put the quotes around it?
Correct.
Kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, what it does, it just allows a larger audience to see what you're posting. So, and it makes it searchable. When you actually use hashtags in whatever you're posting onto the web, that adding those hashtags adds whatever words that you've hashtagged into a search. So it just could be cannabis, and you have hashtagged cannabis in your post. Now anyone who types in cannabis into a search engine, that will come up amongst millions of other posts for yours to be found in.
So if I just say hashtag cannabis, anybody looking up cannabis will come to our post.
Right. Well, it'll take a lot searching. So because there's so much stuff about cannabis, yours will be then just mixed into the search. So as people are looking through the results of what they put in, you will then find yours eventually. I don't know if it'll be the first one, but usually it's in the midst of the search. So it will be added to the search, the Google search engine.
I don't know. It's confusing.
Well, just like the other day, I was Googling, I Googled Holy Smokes. Holy Smokes popped up, and there was a post that I had done about 2 months ago in April about the sixth one down. So if you get technical and you actually maybe put vaping, Holy Smokes, you know, terpenoids, whatever you want, or you know, tumbleweeds, cannabis, certifications, most inexpensive certifications in town. If you did things like that, more people would probably get pushed over to your page because those are the words that they're using.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Very.
Well, speaking
so,
of...
good morning, everyone.
Yeah, I know. That was our lesson on hashtagging. Welcome to Weed Save Wednesday. We really are all about cannabis and weed and marijuana and all those fun things. Hey, guess what I found? In the Napa Valley. In the Napa Valley. I want...
Here you go again with the Napa Valley thing.
I grew up here, and it was strange because nobody knew where Napa was. And my best friends, we'd go out, and people would say, where are you from? And they would all say San Francisco, and I'd say Napa, and they'd say, what? And then, yeah, because Napa wasn't Napa back then. But I found on our little First Street a book about medical marijuana. It's the Medical Marijuana Handbook. Isn't that awesome? It's a practical guide to the therapeutic uses of marijuana. And it goes on
that's
to
great.
Tell, yeah, it's really great. It has some history of cannabis. The first thing it says about cannabis, the question is, how safe is marijuana? It says marijuana is a remarkably safe drug. And it goes on from there to tell about the history of marijuana as a medicine. Lots of great stories. There are recipes in here. Quotes from famous people. Here's one. Drew Carey says, I think it's clear by now that the federal government needs to reclassify marijuana. People who need it should be able to get it easily and safely. How do you like that?
That is great.
Yeah. So I'll read a little bit from this book later because it's got some great questions answered that a lot of people have when they're, especially when they're first-time medical marijuana users. They want to know, are there drug interactions? Because, you know, a lot of people are taking a lot of pharmaceuticals, and they want to know, is this going to interact with that? And if it is, how so? They answer that question, and there's some great recipes. I'm gonna shout out some great recipes. They've got Milestones, the History of Pot Hysteria in the U.S., and it's awesome. So aside from the Marijuana Medical Handbook is what it says, I've got a Culture magazine, I've got a High Times magazine. What you got over there, Cannabis Kid, since I can't see you? Ah.
I've got a Culture magazine here right now in front of me.
Ooh,
the new one.
I
was looking actually at the strain reviews again.
we love those. We like
strain. Well, I think more than anything, I just am so amazed with this plant and what it looks like. And has it always looked like this? I always wonder, has it always been this in this fashion of being used? You know, I know that for thousands of years, or millions, thousands,
yeah.
thousands
millions
of years, we've
like
used this. Well, the plant's probably been here for millions. But as far as that's been using it, it's been thousands of years. And has it always been dried and smoked? And I know that there's been teas made out of it and things like that. But I just want to know the look, you know.
Yeah.
You know how we have our hair. This is where I see it, because the buds kind of remind me of, like, hairstyles. You know how we've gone in and out of trends and things like that. So
beehives.
Were buds always... Yeah, beehives. Were they always trimmed? You know, things like that. So it just always... I always like to look at the buds and go, did they always used to look like that through time?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like how we've gotten...
Question.
How we perfected what the bud looks like. You know what I mean?
You know, I think we probably have in that... with adding CO2 to my room... I've noticed, bigger, denser buds, so definitely that. But has a rose always been a rose? That kind of question. Evolution. We want to know. Has it changed over time?
And when you say a rose, that grows right in front of us, and we don't really touch it or do manicure it or anything. You know what I mean? But
years
with
ago.
This bud.
Yeah.
How did this plant grow, and what did it look like, you know, out on the aisles, the banks of the Nile River,
Was it airy? Was it light? Was it, good question. Good question.
Yeah.
And
so
you
I like
know,
to look at the
finding,
screen reviews and just, sorry,
just
go ahead.
Thinking about years past, they're speaking of, you know, what did it look like back then? They found cannabis and seeds and things in tombs of, you know, very high-ranking Egyptians and things of that sort. And I wonder if they're ever going to release the pictures of what they found, because those tombs were pretty well sealed, as we know. Everything's pretty darn preserved in there. So that's like the ultimate seal meal back in the day.
Right.
That's awesome.
Scum bag, yeah. If you will.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, yeah. Wow, a giant body-sized skunk bag. Oh, they just got your idea, kid. Get him.
Oh, darn it. So this is the one that I was...
Yeah. Which one? I'm looking at him.
It's called Platinum Girl Scout Cookies.
I knew it. I knew you were looking at that one. Describe the pretty picture, because I want to lick this calendar here, or this page here. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's very crystally, and it's like a light brown color, a tannish, maybe like a sand, I guess a cookie kind of color, like a chocolate chip cookie. And it says, have you ever listened to a song you really liked and heard a remix and liked it even more? How about a strain? Well, we have what we'd like to present to you as the smash hit Platinum Girl Scout cookie and remix version of a popular Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
This sample rocks out like
OG
Kush,
oh,
Durban Poison, and Cherry Kush, all in one delicious strain. Wow.
Nice.
Hailing from the Monarch, the only state-licensed dispensary in Scottsdale, this gold and green fuzzed sample consisted of the compacted and dense buds that released a graham cracker-like smell and taste when ground or inhaled. On an award-winning hybrid for true connoisseurs and patients who may experience anxiety, nausea, severe pain, and migraines.
Wow. That's wonderful.
So Platinum Girl Scout cookies. So that little extra was the cherry kush that they added in, because I've had Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. This strain, if you read again what this helps relieve, anxiety, nausea, pain, and migraines, I'm telling you, those are the four ailments, the four challenges in life that people come in to Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. They come in there. Those are the four things they say. When I say, do you have any pain? Do you have any nausea? Do you have any, you have headaches? Are you anxious? They go, yeah. That's it. Uh-oh, kids. You better get up to Scottsdale. We need to get up to Scottsdale, the Monarch, eh?
Right.
Wow, that's the only state-approved dispensary in Scottsdale. I bet it's fancy. I bet it's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they have a sauna. A sauna. What do you think?
A sauna. A sauna.
How about... Now, here's a strain that I have some seeds of this myself. I have not tried to grow this because it's a sativa, and they grow like 50 feet tall. So when I do start this, I'm going to have to allow for, some height here. So Trainwreck, we're on page 12 in the latest Culture magazine. If you have it, you can get it at Tumbleweeds. They're free, and they're awesome. And this one's available right in Tucson at Southern Arizona Integrated Therapies. That's our hometown. Yay. And this one, if you look, oh, my gosh, Cannabis Kid, I have to interrupt. I got readers. Oh.
You got readers?
You know what readers are? Readers are magnifying glasses for your weed that you can't see when you turn 40-something.
Magnifiers.
Oh, my God, it's hysterical. I love it. They actually work. Oh, man.
What about when you turn...
Huh?
34 or something.
If you need the magnifiers, babe, I'm saying go for it. We've been looking at our weed up close like 100 times. I'm just saying, one time for a little article is not so bad.
And what are you finding?
Page 12. With my readers, I can kind of see a purple hue, a little purple tint to this train wreck, but it's gorgeous. It looks solid. This nug here, that's what they call them. This nug looks like you could try and smash it with a hammer and probably bounce right off of it. It's so tight. The crystals are the THC looks almost purple. Beautiful orange hair. And not even orange so much as maybe a light burnt orange. How about that?
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe you've grown this. Trainwreck, faster and stronger than a locomotive, is exactly how this heavy-hitting train wreck should be described. We've seen and had many a train wreck before, but none like this. thought to be originally crossed with the lowland Thai, Mexican sativa, and Afghani plant, this powerful sativa-dominant hybrid is another Southern Arizona integrative therapy strain grown in a state-of-the-art cultivation facility based out of Tucson. Southern Arizona Integrated Therapies, also known as SAZI, has brought the pain and pleasure with the sativa dominant train wreck strain. Our first session, we were having flashbacks of their incredible supercritical strain reviewed back in May's issue. The flashbacks quickly turned into bursts of energy and creativity, while some said the sample was also good for glaucoma, chronic pain, and migraines. We were impressed with its double flavor, and it had an initial hint of hash followed by sweet grape bubblegum taste. We give SAZI and the Tucson Saints two thumbs up for the second sizzling strain delivered and their amazing genetic engineering. Yay, Tucson!
Yay!
Woo.
Getting up there.
Nice. Nice job getting up there. Man, they're at the top. You turn to page 12 in Culture, and you're going to say that's top shelf. Ow! And look
very
at your list again. Chronic pain, migraines, it's amazing.
All
what's
the good
this
stuff.
Plant.
All the stuff that needs to be taken care of.
It's a plant, people. Holy cow. Laughing Buddha.
Oh, good stuff.
One of our friends is trying Laughing Buddha. I wonder if they're awake or asleep. That's a crazy. But Laughing Buddha is a sativa that is known to help with phantom limb pain. Can you imagine how strong that is if it's helping with phantom limb pain? So, if you, any of you veterans or anybody who's had phantom limb challenges, go out there and get some Laughing Buddha seeds. It was planted as an accident, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful plant. And what else we got going on around the world? Now, we were hearing that there's some New York news, since our Laughing Buddha is in New York right now. Cuomo has denied the medical marijuana bill. I guess there's some parts of this bill that he's not for. I'm going to try and find this article because we need to, what I think needs to happen is I'm really happy that everybody's, you know, doing their own thing as far as it, you know, cannabis goes. But what we need is for everybody to be on the same relative page so that things like this can't happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because somebody, you know, we've got a bill introduced in New York here, and Cuomo didn't like it, so he says no. And if we had some sort of regulatory system set up, some sort, I'm not saying, you know, whatever it is, it just needs to be the same, so that people like this, you know, won't have the power to do it. So what it says is, Cuomo won't sign medical marijuana bill because it allows for smoking marijuana. Oh, this is what I was going to talk about last week. This is insane. All right. Continuing his record of craven political dickery with respect to sensible drug policy, Governor Cuomo said this morning that he would not sign a current version of the medical marijuana legislation working its way through Albany because it involves smoking marijuana. This is supposed to be for serious disease, Cuomo said. This isn't supposed to have loopholes that you can drive a truck through, right? On yesterday's WCNY show, Cuomo also questioned the amount of marijuana that would allow patients to possess 2.5 ounces per month. That's about 150 joints. Could be as many as 200 joints per month. You know, we're talking about a lot of marijuana distributed to individuals. When pressed by host Susan Arbetter on whether it's merely the language of smoking that concerns the governor or whether he'd rather see patients using a different form of ingesting altogether, Cuomo replied, smoking or not smoking, you don't need a lot of language to discuss that. This is not about commas and dotting I's and crossing T's. We don't have a conceptual agreement, which is what cannabis kid I was talking about. There has to be conceptual agreement. So perhaps the working families party endorsed candidate doesn't have a conceptual grasp of how medical marijuana works. The Lancet Neurology and the American College of Physicians both deem smoking to be the most effective and fast-acting form of administering THC to patients. I'm going to read that again because people need to hear this. Cannabis is deemed, okay, so the Lancet Neurology and the American College of Physicians, okay, they both said that smoking pot, is the most effective and fast-acting way to get THC to patients. And the vast majority of the research concerning medical marijuana involves smoking the plant. Prohibiting medical cannabis smoking would only make medical marijuana patients live more difficult. The Marijuana Policy Project said in a statement, for many patients, it's the best mode of administration. Vaporizing also allows nearly immediate relief, but good vaporizers can be very expensive and difficult for some patients to use. Smoking marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer, and the dangers of smoking marijuana pale in comparison to smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. For the record, government-issued marijuana cigarettes contain 0.8 grams of cannabis, a dose that is generally accepted to be sufficient for most patients. Cuomo's joints would contain 0.35 grams each. Nearly 4 years ago, Irvin Rosenfeld, one of the few federal medical marijuana patients still alive, smoked his 115,000th joint. Can we say that again?
Oh, my gosh.
115,000 joint. Almost 4 years ago, Irvin Rosenfeld has been smoking that much. Rosenfeld suffers from a rare kind of bone cancer and smokes 10 to 12 joints a day from our federal government of 300 cannabis joints every 25 days. So Irvin Rosenfeld goes down to his local Rite Aid or his Walgreens or his Walmart, and he picks up a federally produced can of 300 joints every 25 days. And that's not even every month. He gets it even more now. Why? Because he's got a rare kind of bone cancer, and without this, he would not be with us. And we love Irvin. He's a good friend of ours. He's been on our show and hung out with us, and he's just great. Super intelligent stockbroker in Florida. You know, we've got to get rid of these, you know, misconceptions that the people using this beautiful plant are not good people. So it says that this afternoon, a group of legislators from both houses said they were making progress on Cuomo's demands, which involves stripping more disease from the list of those that can be treated and placing the authority to grant more in the hands of the health commissioner, who is controlled by the governor. he declined to go into specifics. But this is what I mean, and this is what he says. We don't have a conceptual agreement, and it's happening. It's really exciting, and it's happening fast. Look at Minnesota just came aboard. 22 states in D.C.
Yay, 22.
Oh, Minnesota. But once we have this conceptual agreement across the states like they did with alcohol prohibition, yeah, you'll be able to tweak it and bend it a little. But this whole country is going to feel so much better. If you can just imagine the people that are using this plant now that are bold enough and brave enough and strong enough to say, hey, it's my body. I'm going to use what I need to help it heal. Imagine all the people that are come out of that cannabis closet, like we say, kid, that there's going to be billions of people using this plant. We're going to create new jobs. We're going to have a healthy environment because of how it regulates our air. We are going to have happier, more mellow people and healthier. We will start using this plant as a preventative / vitamin, I'm sure of it. I mean, I do now, you do now, or we do, the folks that know of the undeniable benefit of this plant.
It's essential to the body. It is.
It is. See what a little bubblegum, lemon skunk, and white widow will do for you?
Right. And and juicing it and smoking it and eating it and whatever means of ways to get into your body is what you're doing.
Yeah, it's the best way. So
I've got a little article here. It says yoga on weed. The ancient exercise encourages and embraces cannabis use.
Yoga?
As more yoga.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. As more and more states hop on board to legalize legalization wagon that will inevitably become federal law, marijuana use will manifest in new demographics and culture groups. Smoking weed will and has begun to inevitably transcend many facets of life, from music to sports to food. One of these groups is obvious the
one with Room for Synergy, Synergy, the hyper trend fad that every 20-something in butt pants is currently immersed in. Yoga. That's right. You can twist it like a pretzel while you while you're baked like one. It seems counterintuitive. Weed isn't exactly known for encouraging you to exercise, unless the trip from the couch to the 7-Eleven for ungodly amounts of junk food counts as exercise, which I think our other waistlines will all agree doesn't quite cut it. But an uplifting sativa coupled with a smooth stretch can perfectly combine, as it already is happening. Call it what you'd like. The most popular names for names are ganja yoga, 420 remedy yoga, or simply enhanced yoga. But regardless of how you say it, stone yoga is a rising trend. Yoga in both Canada and the crunchy granola states in the United States are beginning to advance for synergistic pairing, even though doubtless is probably hasn't been much of a secret to those involved in the highly spiritual alternative lifestyle. While some of the more hesitant to engage in the approach, suburban mothers trying to say that in shape without doing real exercise, or girls too lazy for the real pants who don't really do yoga as often as they wear the cute pants. The concept is only new to the Western world. The mingling of pot and yoga is an ancient one, according to the article on the elephantjournal.com, which cites one of the leaders in Yoga Sutra, written in the 2nd century of India, Patanjali, suggests that cannabis can be used as a sedative like yoga. Mm. And it gets into, starts talking about a little bit of where they found that... and different poses that you can do while you're on yoga that really do work. So,
oh, I think I was probably relaxing with child pose. Never
That's
come out.
That's what it says.
Yep.
It says right here at the end, it says, just don't fall asleep while you're in child's pose.
I admit it. It's happened. I love child's
pose. It has happened.
Do not get me in chaturanga, I'll fall.
Well,
all right.
Well,
that's awesome.
Relaxing. Yeah. It puts you in a state of mind where you can get that stretch in. Maybe if you're concentrating on it more while you're, you know, high, then you can be doing more things.
That's right. You want to know what else will get you in a state of mind?
What's that?
This song.
What?
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting,
About the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to hold a club. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. I love that
Hello.
Song.
Hello.
I know you do.
I love that song. I was a pimple. My little white girl boo. Woo! Can you see it? Oh, my gosh, white girl. Not bad for a white girl, my brother would say.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. There is a lot going on in the world. A lot going on. Did you get to buy the numbers? That's our favorite little article here, our little section of culture menu. Do you have that with you?
I do have that, and we actually did that last week.
I know we did. But maybe there was... person that didn't hear.
Maybe there was someone didn't hear our numbers.
That's true. Well, that's all right. We could do something totally different if you want.
Well, I wanted to tell you what's going on in the bedrooms of some of our cannabis users out there.
Uh-oh. Is this... All right, we told you. It's
yeah, I told you.
18 and over. Good? All right,
and
go
I'm keeping
for
it good. This was on the Huffington Post in weird news. So cannabis lube... give you a real internal high. Don't end your night high and dry. Get the new cannabis oil-infused lube for you for sexual experiences that will either give you multiple orgasms over a 15-minute span or an insane craving for Taco Bell. They're not sure, but never reports that Fora's safe for women. Foria is the use of cannabis oil that contains THC and other cannabinoids blended with coconut oil for a vicious, slippery, toy-safe experience, according to Nerve. It works. The site reports the product works specifically for women because of the very sensitive areas down there.
Wow.
This sounds great, but before you pull out your credit cards, there's a catch. Foria is only available in California residents who have a valid physician's recommendation letter, according to the site. If you are one of those lucky few, you can pick up a small bottle for about $88. Testers review vary, but Flora founder Matthew Gerson claims that it gives women a sense of embodiment and a sense of dropping into a more full relationship to sexual sensation and the sensation around the body. As you can imagine, as the build-up to the orgasm, if the orgasm part of your experience, then it can lead to an fixation of a full body experience. Wow.
Holy,
this sounds like stuff that you do not want to pass by. So FDA studies are...
That's right. A whole lot of pleasure. Oh, my goodness.
We are also known that the reactions to marijuana ingestions are vary greatly, and there aren't any by the FDA studies on taking products like these in that way. So use caution. Basically, if you don't already smoke or ingest cannabis, lube probably shouldn't be your first way of trying to get high.
Yeah, maybe not.
So that out there for the, you know, as a different kind. As we see this plant grow, we're starting to see definitely people come out with different ideas on how to use this plant. And we're just telling everyone to be safe when you're using it, and
be smart.
You know, be smart. Right. Be safe. Educate yourself.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Educate everybody around you.
Right. You know, you're going to see some strains that are higher in different kinds of cannabinoids, THC, CBD. So make sure you're looking at those percentages when you're using the product or the strain that you've picked up. Make sure that there's testing going on with your strains. If you can find out more about your strain, it will get you a lot farther in probably finding something that's working for you for your condition. We always tell people at Tumbleweeds to keep a journal, something that they can, you know, once they try a strain at one of the dispensaries or a candy or an edible that was, you know, worked for them, make sure you know, because that's something that you want to go back to, and it's something that you can tell your dispensary to please keep in stock for you.
Yes.
That's what they're here for.
Consistency. It's hard because, unlike, you know, the pharmaceuticals, when you go to Rite Aid, you got, you know, Tylenol, Advil, Excedrin, whatever, Aleve. When you go to a dispensary, there's like thousands of kinds of strains you can choose from, and then they start combining them, and, you know, keep a journal, because when you find that strain, you can actually pick out the parts of the strains you like. So let's say you like the platinum Girl Scout cookies, and maybe you like the platinum better. Like Kit said, they added cherry kush. So maybe you know that cherry kush is something that's good for you. So you can actually even break it down even more than that. Get educated. Just go on the internet. It's wonderful for these things if you want to just pick apart cannabis a little bit. And, you know, it's the reason, you know, if you stop and smell the roses, is because it doesn't only smell good, but that smell, the terpenes get into your system, and it's as if you need that. So when you stop and smell cannabis, there's so many flavors, and just get educated. That's awesome. Hey,
well, you know, finding that. Oh, go ahead.
No, say it.
Oh, I said just finding that right strain for you can mean the world, you know. So keeping the track of what you're using, and like Belle said, the different terpenes, which can also make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And it could be the reason you like one strain over another. There's a strain I grow called Grand Lemon, and that's not really the name of the actual strain or seed. I don't know what it is, but it was nicknamed that by somebody. And I happened to get a seed off of the plant, thank goodness, because I planted it, happened to be female, and got some of the best cannabis I've ever had in my entire life. And I think it's because of the lemon in it, the lemonine seems to be. I've got lemon skunk, so that I absolutely just love and makes my body feel really great. Lemon would be good for me. So you can write that kind of stuff down in your journal and keep track. Because there are some strains you might not like as well. They might make you anxious, or they might make you snack a little too much. But you know what Melissa Etheridge says? She says she's helping to fight legalized medical marijuana in New York. But what she says is, one of my biggest pet peeves is when famous people are featured in the media talking about how much they love marijuana yet do nothing to help support marijuana reform. It's great that they can smoke marijuana in freedom, but that's simply not the case for most ordinary people. That's why when Miley Cyrus lights up a joint and says something about marijuana on stage, I don't write an article about it. I don't care about how much marijuana Justin Bieber smokes on his jet plane or what Rihanna is doing with a blunt on vacation, until those celebrities use their fame and resources to help others experience the freedom that they do. I have no interest in their marijuana activities. On the other hand, I love to support celebrities that truly fight for reform. One of those celebrities is Melissa Etheridge. She's a breast cancer survivor and has done a lot for the movement as a spokesperson and supporter of medical marijuana. She says, as a cancer survivor, I know the ravages of a serious illness, and patients who are suffering deserve access to a medication that can provide them relief. It's time for leaders in Albany to listen to the people of New York and to somehow show some compassion for those that are suffering needlessly. It's time for them to pass the Compassionate Care Act. The battle to legalize medical marijuana in New York has been difficult. The New York Assembly passed the Compassionate Care Act earlier this year, which they have done in the past, but the bill is facing hurdles in the Senate. Things didn't get easier this week as New York's governor leaked a list of changes to the media of what has to be in the legislation in order for him to sign it. It's not coincidence that governor released these demands so close to the end of the legislative decision. Deep down, he knows that the challenges will likely derail the Compassionate Care Act, which is a shady political tactic at best. So, I say there's nothing wrong with having your fun and smoking your blunts, Rihanna. But if you've got that kind of clout, like Melissa says, use it. You know, help people pass these these bills, these laws.
Right. And if you have that, you have a lot of power when you're famous. You know what I mean? You have a lot of way to just sway a lot of different minds because of where you're at. And using that power or that, you know, that tool that you have and making it for good and standing up for something that you already believe in, you should.
Could you imagine if Oprah came out and said, pot is the best thing on the planet?
Right.
Everybody on the planet would legalize it right away. Dr.
Oz or something like that. You know, he does talk about it.
Yeah, he does. Quite a bit. He's actually a...
But you're right. Like, if Oprah, someone like
Let's see here. The ACLU of Oregon endorses marijuana legalization campaign. You want to hear about that a little bit? The good news keeps rolling in. The New Approach Oregon campaign, which is currently gathering signatures for 2014 election. Earlier this week, the campaign announced it had topped the 100,000 signature mark. Now the campaign can add the ACLU to the list of endorsements. See the New Approach press release below. So the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon announced today that it would be endorsing a campaign to regulate, legalize, and tax marijuana. We need to stop wasting taxpayer dollars and arresting and searching people in Oregon just because they use marijuana, said David Bedonke, executive director of the ACLU of Oregon. Prohibition hasn't worked and it never will. It's time to be honest, and it's time to take a path that makes sense. That's awesome. I love to hear that. In a recent report issued by the National ACLU based on state crimes reports provided to the FBI, shows that Oregon law enforcement agencies increased the rate of citations and arrests for possession of marijuana between 2001 and 2010 by 45%.
Wow.
Increase was the fifth highest in the country during that period. And the new Approach Oregon campaign is working to qualify an initiative for November. The initiative would strictly regulate marijuana sales and possession, legalize for adults 21 and over, tax marijuana and its products, generating money for important public services like education, public safety, and drug treatment. So far, the campaign has collected more than 100,000 signatures to qualify for the ballot. Only 87,213 must have been turned in by July 3rd. We are just starting to get the word out about endorsing this initiative, said Liz Kaufman, campaign director for New Approach Oregon. This is our first big announcement, and we will have many more in the coming months. A growing majority of Oregonians understand that we need a new approach to marijuana. Yay! Way to go, Oregon.
That's awesome.
We have a little bit of sad Arizona news. and it is that Safer Arizona has ended its legalization efforts for the 2014 year. So you don't have to sign any more signatures. They're not stopping. They just said they didn't have the financial support they needed to gather all the signatures needed to put it on the ballot. They're not stopping. They're going to continue forward. And it was a great effort. We just didn't get the signatures it was going to require to put it on the ballot. So we will hope for either Ruben Gallego he's a Democrat in Phoenix, to just put it there, because we know Arizona politicians can just throw things on a ballot and vote for it when they want. So we hope he does something like that. If he doesn't, we'll wait till 2016. But way to go, Safe Arizona, for trying.
Yeah.
We Health Center collected thousands of signatures from all the wonderful registered voters in Arizona. And this is encouragement for everyone to get registered to vote, because in a couple of years, if you want to do anything, at least vote for weed. Don't you say? I'm telling you.
Right.
So great effort, though. I mean, that, you know, good job. They did great. Everybody did
great.
You know,
what was the final total of the signatures?
I don't know. I didn't see that. But I'm sure there's probably a post somewhere about how many they did get. They needed 270,000 signatures, and I don't know that they got that. So, well, they didn't get that. So obviously, they didn't get that. So they're going to try again, and they're going to keep trying. They're just
right.
You know, you can't stop trying, and just keep moving forward.
Just keep on doing it. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
So now, does that look like that it'll roll back? It'll roll into the 2016 year.
Yes, that's pretty much what's going to happen. But that just means we have that much more time to get ready and gather the signatures and get going.
Yeah.
I could read you the article. It says Safer Arizona ends its 2014 effort to legalize marijuana. Let's just see if they actually say the numbers that they got or needed.
Okay.
It says the 2014 ballot initiative faced pushback from within the pro-marijuana community. Safer Arizona, a marijuana reform PAC, announced it stopped collecting signatures for the 2014 ballot initiative to legalize marijuana last week. The volunteer-driven initiative fell well below the 250,000 signatures required to get on the ballot. It was around a third of what we were after, he said. It's not going to be a number that we are rallying behind. It's a benchmark to improve from. The organization lacked the funding and the manpower to collect all the required signatures, he said. All four of the organizers held day jobs. That's the president calling. I told him not to call between this time, so we'll see if he... Anyway.
He's calling about the rescheduling of marijuana.
Yeah, well, our appointment wasn't until like 9:15. He always called me. I'm sure it's his people. They do that. The ballot initiative faced pushback from within the pro-marijuana community. The measure, if passed, would have redirected the issue of marijuana licenses from the Arizona Department of Health Services to a revenue-related department. Safer Arizona has not thrown in the towel. The organization has already begun redirecting the momentum of the signature campaign for 2016. They said they will have the first public meeting for the 2000 initiative with the Yavapai Cannabis Coalition on Wednesday. One of the things we have is tens of thousands of people who have already signed for us and hundreds of people who have already volunteered for us. And now we will be able to build out of that a much mightier ballot initiative, he said. To do that, Safer Arizona plans to build a united front with MPP, Marijuana Policy Project, the organization that drafted Arizona's medical marijuana bill, and already has plans to draft a bill similar to the one passed in Colorado. Over the next couple of years, we will be building a broad coalition of community activists, local leaders, organizations, and businesses that are committed to passing a law that regulates marijuana similarly to alcohol, said the director of communications for Marijuana Policy Project. Our strong network of support in the state will be strengthened even further by joining forces with the dedicated activists behind the 2014 effort. Marijuana prohibition days are numbered in Arizona, he said. All right. That's awesome. And it's true. I mean, seriously.
That is amazing.
Less than 2 years. I mean, That's awesome. Keep going, Save for Arizona and MPP, because it's happening and it's happening fast. And seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if one day marijuana was legal in Arizona and no one knew until it just happened. They do that a lot. This is a silly little state. They make their own laws. They can do it. I say go for it. So you think?
I think we should go for it.
Yeah. Hey, if you haven't done so already, you should check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. The website's improving daily, well, weekly. It's changing. It's growing. Check out our new logo. And if you want to get certified by the best health center in the state and the least expensive one, go down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. It's a beautiful little center. We've got a nice private patio. If you want to hang out and chat with other patients, you can do that in the privacy of Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's wonderful. We've got hemp products. We've got the high CBD tinctures and candies and capsules and lotions and salves for people with some, maybe some arthritis or some topical pain, muscle aches. Wonderful, wonderful when used in a salve. You can check out their accessories. There's vaporizers there for, you know, like the article said, for people that don't want to smoke. You can vaporize it. Wonderful new vaporizers in PAX vaporizers. Have you heard of those, Cannabis Kid?
Yeah, they're amazing. Sleek new style. Quite different than your regular vaporizers. It's just really, I think more than anything, it's a sleek design. It fits in the palm of your hand. And it's almost kind of like an inhaler of some sort.
Yeah, that's true.
And it doesn't feel like so much like it's more like a medical device than like a e-cigarette or a vaporizer or things like that. Right, a little different. A really nice design and works really well for that discreet kind of use of cannabis.
And push a button. It's very easy to use and very discreet. Mm-hmm. You should grab one. And the Dixie Elixir products, not the elixirs, the CBD products, the tinctures and things, are 20% off in June. So you should definitely go grab a summer sale. And the books as well for education are 20% off. So definitely check out the education section down there and get certified. If you're getting recertified, it's only $65. Now, you can't beat that deal. And just first-time certifications are $85. You can't beat that either.
The lowest prices in town.
Yep, come on down. Check it out, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. You can call them at 520-838-4430. Best way to get in contact with the folks down there is through email. You know, in this day and age, we're always at a computer or at a smart something or a dumb something, clicking something. thctucson@gmail.com. So check it out. And you can email questions for the Cannabis Kid and I, Bill Starr. If you have somebody that you want interviewed on air and you are interested in any part of cannabis, the science, the medicine, the growing, tell us. We'll contact them. If you've got a favorite grower, if we need to get Jorge Cervantes on the show maybe, Dr. Robert Melamed will be on in a few weeks. You just let us know what you want, and we'll get it. Right, kid?
You got it. Whoever you guys want on, we will talk to them.
That's right. We'll get
Bring it.
Yeah, because we ask the hard
questions. We do. I think one thing about the show is that we're, you know, being able to get information out to people that normally wouldn't actually have time to hear it or find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to bring someone that you have been wanting to hear or know about, even a product, if there's a product that you would like us to kind of look up and maybe do a review on, that's also something that we can do. We have a product that's down at Tumbleweeds Health Center called Holy Smokes, which is an all-organic vaping tonic, which is something that you can take on. It's got pure terpenoids in it, so it helps you de-stress.
Wow.
It helps you relax alongside with your cannabis. So you can come and pick that up down at Tumbleweeds Health Center. For $59.95 is our wellness kits, and it comes with our two most popular flavors, Monk's Prayer and Moonbeams, one bean for sleep, which is the moonbeams, and the Monk's Prayer bean for de-stressing. And both of those work really well, and highly recommend them. So come on down.
Yeah, and we had Di, the owner of the company, on our show, and he said something that I use to describe Holy Smokes when I'm down there. It's organic herbs and spices, and it's that simple. They're beautiful. Think about, you know, the cinnamon, the cardamom, the lavenders, the, you know, the orange. My favorite is Pipe's Peace, and it's got orange, sage, and what else? What's in there?
Parsley.
And what?
Parsley.
And it makes, it's beautiful. It's kind of like the clove cigarette taste, but without the cigarette. Organic herbs and spices, they help you relax. They help you focus. There's some aphrodisiacs. It could go with that. Cannabis lube. Holy cow. That's what you got. Cannabis lube.
You better be careful with that.
Oh, this is never mind. Careful, people. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful product. Fun packaging. Go and check it out. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. And you can buy the individual little tonics for $10 and just try a flavor here or there. Make your own little hybrid of Holy Smokes yourself. And great. Come on down and check it out. East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. It's just fabulous when you can support your local cannabis shops, you know? Because
it's really nice. And, you know, the other thing about Tumbleweeds, being down there, you get a lot of information and education while you're actually sitting there waiting for to see the doctor. They always have videos on and something going on that is going to provide some educational value for you.
Yeah.
And if you have questions while you're down there getting your card, ask anyone there. They will be more than happy to answer your questions. No question. We don't have any. There's no stupid questions. So, and we've got plenty of. Every question's a good question, and I think it's just really important because if you're new to getting your card, there's going to be lots of questions that you're going to have.
Yeah.
And so, getting those questions answered before by experts who are there. Make sure you have if you have a list of questions, make sure that you bring those lists in. The doctors and the staff there at Tumbleweeds will help you out with those questions getting answered.
And if the staff doesn't know, they will find out because every question is a good question. I always hated in school when they said, oh, here's the easy question because I knew I wasn't going to know it and it didn't make me feel very good. So I say all questions are good questions. And if we don't know it, we will find out for you. Here is a question. Remember I told you I was going to read from that. Marijuana Medical Handbook, the Practical Guide to the Therapeutic Uses of Marijuana, found in the Napa Valley. Okay, this is a question we get all the time by newcomers, especially that use a lot of pharmaceuticals. People come in with all sorts of ailments that are approved by Arizona, cancer, HIV, chronic pain, MS, Crohn's, all sorts of stuff. So they say, what about the drug interactions with what I'm currently using? So here's what the book says. Marijuana rarely increases the toxic effects of other medicines. In this respect, it differs even from such common drugs as alcohol, which is extremely dangerous in combination with depressants, or aspirin, which is dangerous in combination with blood thinning drugs such as Coumarin. This is yet one more example of marijuana's remarkable safety. Certain drugs may interact with marijuana to stimulate tachycardia. These include the antidepressant. Hold on one moment here. I think the president's dog got loose in the yard. we're going to have to look up what that is, tachycardia. These include the antidepressant nortriptyline and possibly the popular stimulant ephedrine, as ingredient is so-called herbal ecstasy preparation, which is it's also used as anti-asthmatic medication. On the other hand, THC-induced tachycardia may be inhibited by beta blockers such as propranolol. Okay, so anybody out there, doctors, that they're saying it's not going to increase, you know, the negative effects. In fact, what we have found with the patients that we've spoken with, you know, seriously, thousands of patients, what they say is that cannabis actually allows your body to use all its medicine more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And we just got the answer to that. It's an irregular heartbeat. So, yeah, it can cause cannabis if taken in the wrong amount, you know, just like a lot of things. You want to get the right amount. Some of it can cause irregular heartbeats, fast heartbeats, anxiety. But that's sativa. You gotta get it.
Right.
So you got to know your medicine, which is what Cannabis Kid always says. You keep a journal because that's just the best thing to do.
Right, and write down how the strain makes you feel. If you're going to get really technical, taking your blood pressure after you've used it. I mean, I know a lot of people have the blood pressure scales. They can, you know, take those kinds of detailed notes while writing in their journal. But also, you know, we were talking about how medicine and using cannabis at the same time. They're actually putting cannabis and opioids together to help people get off the amount of opioids they're taking. But it also makes the opiates work better in the system, so they don't have to use so much.
They're decreasing their amount of pharmaceuticals they're having to use during the day because cannabis is filling in as a way better medicine for them. So, with that, it's already the end of our show. Can you believe it?
I know, so fast.
I miss you, Cannabis.
Thanks, Bellstar.
Oh, I'll be home in a couple weeks.
I know.
Yeah, and we love the, I'm just going to say it, we love the Allens. I'm just going to say it. We love you guys. Stay tuned next week for probably some more cannabis hoo-ha, which is what we usually do. We'll fill you in on current local and worldwide news. We want to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center, and we'll call this Studio A. And Cannabis Kid, thank you so much for being here. Culture Magazine, Accurate Med Testing, The Grower's House. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. And Tumbleweeds Health Center, get down and get certified. The more people that do this, the more people see, you know, the government will see, we need it, and we've earned it, it's our body. As always, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Have a wonderful Weeds Day Wednesday. Go out and get some education. Have a great day.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, Cannabis Kid.
Bye, Bellstar. Have a fun weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy.
All right. Bye, guys.